When we lived in Heather Road, my next door neighbour was a guy called Gordon Aylott. Mm. And the Aylott brothers, not him, but his other two brothers, were makeup men at Pinewood Studios. And what they were trying to get false eyelashes and fingernails, well, false eyelashes first, and they were having to buy them from America. And Britain was in a state, and the government had said, we've got to build our own industries. So if you're going to import things, you get key industry duty charged. And if it's luxury, it's 100% purchase tax. So these guys were buying it for Pinewood Studios and thought, there's got money to be made here.
Yes.
And so they co-opted their Gordon's wife, their own wives, my mother, gave them each a milliner's head.
Right.
And a little bit of cardboard.
Yes.
Two pins, a nylon, tied the nylon between them.
Yes.
And now you crocheted human hair.
Yes.
Onto the and counted them and spaced them and glued them.
Right.
And gave them back, you know, yes, piecework. And yes, gave them back to Gordon, to the Aylotts.
Yes.
A guy called Eric Turner, who was a friend of theirs, sold his MG and his drum kit to buy into the company.
Right.
And was their manager.
Yes.
And so when they set up in a tiny little hut...
I've seen a photo,
on,
yes,
on what was the old brickworks.
Yes.
I went and worked there.
Right.
And I suppose I must have been 15 or... I can't remember, 14, yes, 15. Yes. I was just a dog's body, you know,
yes,
going round.
Yes.
But the phone would ring and I would answer it, and they would say, sales department. I'd say, hold on, bang the phone, hand it to Eric.
Oh,
and then they'd ask the accounts department. So Eric would hand it back to me and I'd say, just a moment, I'll get the guy and hand it back to Eric.
He must have had some fun
He had several voices.
Yes.
And then we got into fingernails.
Yes.
And they used Mentmore pens. You remember them? They made fountain pens.
Okay.
So we used to get these fingernails on a tree.
Yes.
A little plastic tree where it was all extruding. You broke them off from the tree, cut the flash off, packed them in boxes.
Right.
And so they had girls, women in the little hut doing that. The outworkers brought the eyelashes in, and they were cut to shape and then wrapped round iron rods with wetted asbestos paper,
right,
without masks,
yes,
and put in a little oven so that they were permanently waved in a curve.
I see, yes,
and then packed again in these little boxes.
Yes,
and the hair was from Italian nuns.
Right. So, any particular reason that it was...
Well, the nuns had to have their hair cut off because that was vain to have hair.
Oh, right.
But the Catholic Church sold it for vanity.
Lovely, yes.
So the wonderful irony.
Yes,
And I met Yvonne Arnaud and Mae West.
Because
they used them. May for the eyelashes, and they made her some out of seal's fur.
Right.
Which was, they were so heavy, she practically had to stand upside down, you know, hold her eyes open. They were incredibly long.
Yes.
And Yvonne Arnaud, who was a pianist, displayed, you know, was the model for the fingernails.
Yes.
And,
goodness.
And
yes,
one day, they give me a great big suitcase of fingernails and eyelashes to take to a West End store in London. And I'm stand at the bus stop because I'm going to go by Green Line bus.
Yes.
And while I'm standing there, a guy rolls up in a limousine, a chauffeur, and he winds a window and he says, "Are you going to London?" So I said, "Yes." He says, "Well, I'll be in. I'm going."
Yeah.
So I sat in the front, actually. Yes. Well, you could sit in the back, we chauffeured to London.
Yes.
Dropped me off in Bond Street, Oxford Street.
Yes.
And I go up to this guy, ask for the buyer, I had his name, and put this damn great suitcase on a thing, and he opens it up, and he takes all the stuff out, and I give him the invoice, and he says, do you want a cheque or cash? So I thought, what do I do if the cheque bounces? You know, I'm 15. You know.
Yes, right.
I said, cash.
Yes.
So he obviously thinks I'm a spiv.
Right, yes.
And so he goes away and he brings this great bundle of cash, more money than I ever seen in my life. Mm. And I had a leather bomber jacket with a little inside pocket, and I put this all this money in, it caused this great bowel. And I went home thinking, because I'd go, when I didn't find a bloke with a car, and I went home on the bus.
Yes, yes.
Thinking that any minute people were going to rob me.
Yes.
And I get back to Eric and I give him all this cash. He goes, and he says, what have you done? I said, well, he offered me a cheque or cash, and I didn't know if his cheque had bounced. He said, oh, God. He picks the phone up. He rings this bloke and he says, I'm terribly sorry. He says, our delivery boy didn't know what he was doing. We're sacking him. And he, full of apologies. And he puts the phone down and he says, thank you. Of course, cash flow was exactly what they needed.